something big is coming, bigger than what is happening in Israel and Gaza, bigger than the United States just announcing it's sending a massive second carrier group to Israel. No, we are being played like pawns on a giant globalist chessboard right now. And if you watch our show for any length of time, you already know this. Of course, you're already informed about this. At the heart of it, though, are real human beings suffering unimaginable cruelty as these globalists try to consolidate power. It's really the unipolar versus multipolar world war that we have been predicting here on this channel. We'll get into that part of the story here in a moment. But first, I just returned from northern Egypt this weekend, where the eyes of the world are on the massive ground invasion of Gaza by the Israeli army. Now, according to sources this morning, the invasion has been delayed for a short time because of rain. There's too much cloud cover right now over northern Gaza at this moment, which is hindering what Israeli pilots would be able to do. So we're in this sort of holding pattern right now, a calm before the storm, if you will. In the meantime, Egypt is cautious about what this would mean for their country, as millions of Palestinians could try to pour across into northern Egypt. Egypt has deployed troops to this area in order to prevent chaos. The ex-foreign minister of Israel says here's what should happen. Egypt should set up a massive tent city and move Palestinians into the Sinai Desert, so they can live in a tent city, kind of like Burning Man in the desert.
The area, where were they to go?
Okay, this is thought out. It's not something that we tell them, go to the beaches, go drown yourselves, God forbid, not at all. The idea is for them to live over to the open areas where we and the international community will prepare the infrastructure, you know, tent cities, with food and with water, you know what? Just like for the refugees of Syria.
That's one idea. The other idea is that the Palestinians, you know, could, I don't know, stay in their own homes, as long as we're spitballing ideas here. Back to Egypt. Egypt says the Western media are lying about their border. Egypt says their side of the border is open at the Rafah border crossing, but the Gaza side was destroyed on Tuesday by Israeli airstrikes. The attack on the border crossing was confirmed, in fact, by the Israeli press on Tuesday. This is not a conspiracy theory. And sources told me that the infrastructure on the Gaza side of this crossing was destroyed, so getting trucks and convoys through would be impossible. And we just got these images in a few moments ago. These are images you will not see on CNN. These are hundreds of trucks on the Egyptian side of the border filled with aid, medical supplies, food, and water, ready to cross, but they are not being allowed to cross. So why the lies by the Western media?
There is no sign that the Egyptian side is open.
Egypt is refusing to provide a safe corridor for any Palestinian refugees looking to flee Gaza.
Egypt is not refusing to provide safe passage.
And so still, unfortunately for the people there, no movement there.
Well, I have some ideas. Of course, the West would love nothing more than to blame Egypt for this, as Egypt has really pissed off the West. One of my commenters on a video yesterday said Egypt should join BRICS. Oh, but they already have filed to join BRICS, and they are aligning themselves with Russia and China. Just look at all the Western newspapers criticizing Egypt this morning. Reuters, which is a UK intelligence cutout, quote, Egypt moves to prevent exodus of Palestinians. What does that even mean? They're moving to prevent an exodus? Here's the New York Times, quote, as deaths soar in Gaza from Israeli strikes, Egypt offers aid, but no exit. The New York Times is awful, of course, but my favorite is the Washington Post. Quote, why Egypt isn't allowing Gaza refugees despite Israel evacuation order, end quote. So just look at the logic of this headline. So I'm just asking the obvious question, why is it Egypt's responsibility when Israel ordered the evacuation? Now, I'm no geography expert, but if Israel wants Palestinians to move out of the way, there's a pretty big border right here where they could come through. Israel could provide them with all the help they need, right? Why would you force them through a bombed-out border crossing funnel into Egypt to live in a tent city? Journalist Mark Lamont Hill asked the same ex-Israeli foreign minister that very same question this weekend.
We want to open a humanitarian corridor so they can leave. But if Hamas...
So that who can leave? Citizens? You're saying civilians can leave But only through the Rafah border, correct?
At this point, yes.
So they can't
come. Where else?
Your country! They can come into Israel!
But don't ask those types of questions. Instead, blame Egypt. It's all Egypt's fault. Okay, Egypt refused to send troops to help Israel, and they've moved further away from the United States and the West in recent months. Never mind that Egypt's economy is in ruins thanks to Western trade restrictions, that 2 million refugees would completely destabilize the country, and Egypt has gotten pretty darn cozy with Russia and Saudi Arabia. Joining BRICS means, of course, that control of the Suez Canal and the Red Sea will now belong to BRICS, not NATO, not the United States. The West would love nothing more than for Egypt to collapse in a pile of rubble under the weight of a refugee crisis. Side note, just walking around northern Egypt like I did in the shops, grocery stores, banks, you're going to hear a lot of Russian being spoken. The amount of Russian investment is about to skyrocket. Putin is sending billions to Egypt. Russia is moving a huge amount of manufacturing into Egypt. It's set to bring over 35,000 jobs to Egypt. Let's be honest, Bidenomics can't hold a candle to that kind of job creation. And Egypt is now the number one investment destination for Arab nations and Eastern countries. I visited multiple construction sites that Saudi Arabia is working on. $500 billion investment projects in Egypt, building massive new marinas and hotels in northern Egypt, transforming 50 islands into a mini Dubai. It will transform this once impoverished area into a boomtown. There's construction everywhere. Do you think the United States likes that? It gets worse, because in a few days, China rolls out the next phase of their Belt and Road Initiative with massive investment and infrastructure through West Asia. And this week, Saudi Arabia dropped a bombshell, saying they want to step up their trade with Russia. We can't see how things are going to go, but basically admitting, yeah, we're not interested in peace talks right now with Israel anymore. We have our friend Putin to the north, so bye-bye. Think the United States likes that? Think again. The unipolar world order is collapsing right before our eyes, and the West is trying desperately to hold on to power. Something bigger than Israel is coming. The globalists' plan for power is not playing out the way they had planned, and we are seeing the first major signs this weekend that 2024 is about to look a whole lot like 2020, with travel lockdowns, canceled flights, virtual schooling, virtual work, censorship mandates. All of it is here. It won't be because of a pandemic, by the way. They've already tried that. No. It's because of this impending world war. And Tucker was right just a few weeks ago when he said this.
So they can't lose. They will do anything to win. So how do they do that? They're not going to do COVID again. I know everyone on the right's afraid they're going to do COVID and mask mandate. They're not going to do that. They can't do that. If they've already been exposed, that won't work. There's going to be no. What are they going to do? They're going to go to war with Russia is what they're going to do. There will be a hot war between the United States and Russia in the next year.
And really?
Yes, of course. They want it anyway.
Do you think we're headed for a new round of control and restrictions thanks to a hot war? Let me know in the comments below.